To be the best, you need to play with the best. You might not have your own personal high-level circle of women yet, but you can hang with us on the Female Millionaire Show. I'm Midori Verity, serial entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I interview badass female founders and cut through to what you really need to know. So in 20 minutes, you have what can take years to learn. If you're wanting to play bigger, come play with us. Join the Female Entrepreneur Revolution today. Cheers. Have you ever felt like running a business is just so damn hard and you don't know really why you're doing it, but you love it and you just keep going? Well, I brought on a woman today named Tanya Bluford, who has a consulting business. She works in DEI, but she is the founder of Bluford Consulting LLC. And I want you to put all those challenges aside for a minute, because this woman has quite a story. She got laid off after 20 years, not knowing that that was even coming, caught her out of the blue. And then of course the pandemic hit. And then of course she got cancer. So all those challenges that we have, let's keep them in perspective, right? And let's hear how Tanya has managed to get through and create a beautiful business doing what she loves. And welcome to the show, Tanya.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I know that I kind of gave away your story a bit, but there's so much more to it, right? We were talking about it before we hit record. You said that when you always wanted to secretly be an entrepreneur, but you live in the Bay Area, which for those of you who are not from the Bay Area, it is extremely expensive. And then you add on a couple kids, and it's next to impossible. And what you mentioned is that you felt like you couldn't start a business right then, even though you really wanted to, but then circumstances happened. So I know I said high level of what happened, but give us kind of your own take of that journey that has gotten you to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, you're absolutely correct. I have always wanted to start my own business, but just didn't feel like it was possible. I had a career with a nonprofit. It was work that I really enjoyed. I was working nationally to support nonprofits across the country, and I found that work to be really fulfilling. But I've always wanted to have my own business, mainly because I wanted, especially in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, I have two girls, and it is really important for me to leave the world in a better place for them. And as evolved as we think we are as Californians, or those of us in the Bay Area or in the country, there is still things that my girls will go through that I really didn't anticipate that they would have to go through because of the dimensions of the diversity that they possess. So, being able to contribute to that cause in a way that I thought was going to be effective, I knew the only way to do that was for me to have my own business, and always wanted to do it. Didn't have the opportunity, or didn't take the opportunity, I should say, until I was laid off unexpectedly. And thought, well, I might as well go for it. So I started my own consultancy in April of 2019, and then unexpectedly was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer 2 months later. And then spent the next 6 months, 6 months during getting treatment, and then another couple of months to recover from said treatment. And then the pandemic happened. But I can tell you, I know as a woman, there's always these thoughts that go in, they still go through my head, reasons why I can't do something, reasons why I'm not going to be successful. What are some of the things that are going to get in my way? What am I going to have to drop in order to pick this up? Those thoughts continue. But I tell you, when I had all of that happen in a relatively short period of time, I realized that, I'm on this planet for a finite period of time, and I need to make every single day count, because I don't know how many days, how many months or years. I'm fine now. I've recovered. I've been 4 years cancer-free. I hope this fifth year, if I don't have a reoccurrence, the likelihood of it coming back goes down dramatically. So I'm healthy, I'm doing really, really well, but I still know that this time is finite and there is so much work to do. And every morning I get centered and I think about what I'm going to do, the purpose, why I think I'm here, and I can quiet the noise and focus on what's really important, which is my purpose.
Yeah, and I love that. I think, what I see a lot of times with women who become entrepreneurs is that something happened in their life that caused them, I mean, look what's going on right now. We're in the Bay Area and we see all these people getting laid off. This last round has hit even more people. And so it's just happening. But then when they can get clear, when they have something like all the situations that you had, and they're able to frame it in their mind as an opportunity to look for the gift that's there. You gave me a beautiful quote, and I'd like you to repeat that again. But before we hit record, that gave me an idea of how you approach your life now, right? And that you see things from a new lens than maybe you did before, and things that seemed impossible now are. It's like, okay, well, now how do we do it? Let's figure it out. This is what I want. This is the right thing. So let's make it happen. And that it's such a, to me, it's a gift to
That's
finally get that.
exactly. And one of the things I shared is that I have a quote that I live by now, and it is, "Not all storms come to disrupt your path. Some come to clear the way." And so, I am really blessed of all of the challenges that I just talked about, because it took away the noise. Like, some people don't have that gift of having that noise be taken away, but for me, that the being laid off, the cancer diagnosis, death of a close family, several close family members, all during that time, really allowed me to, it cleared my path and it allowed me to focus on what's important. And then from there, then everything else is just problem solving. There's no more barriers. It's just, okay, so how do I get over that? How do I move past that? How do I go around that? And I can do that all day, every day. But the what's harder to get through is taking away the noise that we have in our own heads. But once that's gone, I have had a much, much easier time.
Right. I mean, imagine things that we can get done when those barriers are gone.
Oh,
All those
absolutely.
invisible barriers that we create for ourselves and what we can achieve when we do that. And that's what you're doing. You didn't think it was possible before you were laid off,
No.
right? And now it's like, not only is it possible, but you're doing it.
Yes, I'm actually doing it. Sometimes I tease a good friend of mine. We contact each other all the time, and I tell her that, I can't believe that I've actually gotten to this point now where I have a business. Like, I'm supporting myself and my family, and I have a business, something that I've wanted to do for years. And honestly, I mean, yes, it was hard. I mean, after being sick with cancer and then with the pandemic, but all of those things, like, can you imagine starting a business after being laid off, after 20 years being with the same employer, and then deciding to do your own business, but then going through a rare form of cancer? And then after that, then you have a pandemic that happens. Like, who does that happen to?
Right, it's like that one, two, three, and it happens more often than we think. I hear, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's just kind of, it always makes me catch my breath in awe of what women are capable of doing, the resiliency, the mindset, the determination to keep going after the things that they need to, and putting this one foot in front of the other when others may just collapse and go into a fetal position, right? Which is just as easy. But I want to talk about another, I want to shift just a little bit into how you were saying, you were in a nonprofit for 20 years. And so you knew a lot of people. It was a really large nonprofit. You knew a lot of people. However, all those people were within that nonprofit. So as far as marketing and IT and connections to the outer world and outer businesses, that was not something that you necessarily had in your pocket when you were laid off. So yeah. How did you deal with that? How did you overcome that challenge?
Yeah, that was a huge challenge. But I tell you, at the point that that challenge popped up after going through the cancer, it didn't seem so daunting after that. So again, I think it's all perspective. But really, I then thought about, well, who do I know? You know, I can't make people appear that I don't know. So who do I know? And how can I connect with those people for a real purpose? So I thought, you know what? I'm starting my own business. I need to understand my marketplace a little bit better. I need to understand what people are going through in the workplace. And so I did reach out to some of my previous colleagues and asked to be put in contact with people that they knew to do a little bit of research around, you know, how are women navigating the workforce in, you know, 2020? How are people of color navigating the workforce in 2020? What are some of the things that are coming up for them? And that was before the murder of George Floyd that I started doing that research. But once I started doing the research, then that gave me other people to connect to. And then from there, I, you know, started doing social media. And then there were people that I had worked with in the past that connected to me through social media, and my first client came to be. So it was really just honestly, tenacity. And it was just being really creative and figuring out how can I make some connections. So I talked to the people that I knew. I did research in the area that I wanted to work in. And I asked those people, you know, who can you put me in contact with that might have information to share with me so I can use this information to inform how I work with my clients and my business. And I just started there, and then I used social media to fill in the gaps, and, you know, a network was born, and I'm still networking. I mean, obviously, you know, business development, when you own your own business, you're constantly doing business development, but that's really how it started. I used what I had and I just built from there.
And what I heard you say is, instead of saying, who's interested in my product, you said, who can I talk to get information from so I can learn? Is that right? It was more of that approach?
Yes, because I had so much to learn. I mean, even though I've been in the work doing diversity, equity, and inclusion work for a long time, I knew there were things that I didn't know. And I knew that there were things that others could teach me. And I also knew that I just needed to know people. I just needed to talk to people. And through talking to people, that helped get me clarity in, you know, how I wanted to focus my business, what was going to be my niche, what was my market differentiator, you know, what makes me different than somebody else that's doing this work. So all of that I learned through these interviews and meeting with people virtually, I might add.
And there is a difference there. It's tougher when you're doing it virtually. What would you say, you know, this is your own business. I'm guessing you don't have a huge team. How do you keep yourself on those days that are tough when, you know, you have these sales calls or you're meeting with people and you keep getting that no, you know, it's tough. So how do you have people that you reach out to other than family and friends who understand what you're going through and can speak kind of that entrepreneur language? Or what do you do to help pick yourself up when there are those days?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. There's a couple of different strategies I have. One of my strategies is sometimes I just need to walk away. So I just need to leave my desk. I have always been really focused on my physical health, but since cancer, I'm even more focused on that. So I just make sure that, you know, I'm not going to be as resilient and I'm not going to be able to cope what things that don't go well, if I'm tired, if I'm exhausted, if I haven't drunk enough water, if I haven't gotten enough exercise, et cetera. So sometimes it's just about taking a step away to take care of me if there's some deficiency. I also am more of an extrovert. I love being around people. So having my own business where I spend most of my time in my office, unless I'm meeting with a client, is also really difficult. So I make sure that what feeds me is social interaction. So I make sure I deliberately schedule something fun to do with friends at least once a month where I actually get to go out and get together with a friend. The other thing that I do is and this isn't so much in the moment, but it's something that I have found that really helps me on a daily basis is instead of getting up and feeling like I've been shot out of a cannon, I like getting up and just having some quiet time. So I get up earlier than I need to. So I can spend some quiet time reflecting, doing some spiritual reading. I do some meditation. I go for a little bit of a walk around the block, and that really helps like ground me. And then I'm more able to take on whatever happens in that particular day. And not all days are great, right? You know, you have some meetings with clients that don't go well. You have a new client that you think you're going to have and you don't have it. You know, something happens to it. But, none of that is the end of the world, really. I mean, it's just all a part of the process. I kind of know in my head when I thought it was the end of the world. And none of these things quite measure up to that.
Right. And yes. It can feel like it's the worst thing in the world at the moment, depending on your perspective. And I love your journey and I love what you've learned. And I also, when you were talking about the morning routine, I can tell when I don't do my morning routine.
Right?
I'm just off all day.
Off all day.
And it doesn't have to be, for those of you who don't have a morning routine, that does not include getting up and working right away. You know, a morning routine where you're getting in touch, like what you're talking about, Tanya, where you're getting in touch with yourself, whether it is meditation, whether it's spirituality, whatever it may be, going out for a walk. There's different, everyone has their own different thing that works best for them. But it has been I've probably been doing it for about, 4 years consistently. But the creativity that downloads and the problem solving that downloads just in a short period of time and the way that my day just goes is so in alignment with what I do in the morning. It's really kind of crazy.
It feels like that's where I find my power is in the morning. My morning routine really is my power. That's where I get to dial in to who I am and my purpose and my strength and my tenacity and my resilience. Like that's when I get to get in touch with all of that. Without my morning routine, yeah, I can do everything that I need to do, but I'm doing it without my armor. And so when I have my morning routine, that gives me the armor. And I will say, whenever I have a problem, like I'm thinking of there's maybe a particular client or something, and I'm not quite sure how to solve their problem. I find magic in a walk. There is nothing like a walk to spur my creativity. Again, it's going to be different for everybody, but it never fails. And it's not even a long walk, a mile walk. And I'm like, oh, I got the idea. Okay. I know how to go forward now.
It's crazy, but we need to have these magic tools in our invisible toolbox. Just something about it.
Well, you have to, because otherwise, again, you lose perspective. Mm-hmm. And once you lose perspective, or I won't say you, I'll say me. Once I lose perspective, I just go down this rabbit hole mentally that can be really hard to get out of. And so I just need not to go there. So if I can have a calm morning where I have my coffee, I can do my reading, my journaling. Sometimes it can be 30 minutes and sometimes it's 5. It just depends on what I have going on that day. So it's not something that needs to be really long, but that needs to have some intention behind it. But that makes I do feel like it's my armor for the day.
I love that. I love that visualization. So, Tanya, where can we find out more information about you and your business?
Yeah, you can follow me on LinkedIn. So I do post there. You can do a search for Tanya Bluford or Bluford Consulting, both of which will take you to me on LinkedIn. Also, I have a website, bluefordconsulting.com, or you can email me at tanya@bluefordconsulting.com.
Perfect. And you can find that information if you did not have a pen and paper out or a computer in front of you. You can find that in our show notes. So Tanya, thank you so much for sharing your journey and what you have been able to overcome. And more importantly, the perspective that you have learned from the not so pretty things that happen in life and what it has caused for you, or what it, where it has
yeah,
brought
thank
you.
It's you amazing. So much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciated the opportunity.